Well, here we come down the highway, down here in New Orleans tonight. We got Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show. 14th of December, 7 days after Pearl Harbor, and 50 years later. Well, anyway, I don't think we're bombing anything tonight, but we are bombing out. We got Steve Barish on the phone. Hey, Steve, are you there?
Yeah, buddy, I'm here.
Yeah, what's going on over there? I heard you got some new toys.
Oh, God, I got that Portamed that you sell, and it's unbelievable. The power of it is really incredible.
What does it do?
Well, what's it doing right now? First night I slept in there, I started detoxify. Second night, detoxify. And third night, I noticed my brain was a lot sharper. My thinking was better. My sleeping was 8 hours. It was just amazing how this thing is reacting, and I have a lot more pep and a lot more vigor, so this thing is really working very well.
Cool.
Really, really well. Now, I haven't put the laser on it. I haven't put the crystal on it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing that in about 2 days. I just wanted to get used to the pyramid itself.
Right.
And it seems to be very powerful. I know I put the orb on it, and I saw a lot of multidimensional levels that were piercing the top of the pyramid. So it was quite incredible, and I could see the energy running down the pyramid. So and through the pyramid. So I'm giving myself a few days before I put that on, plus the crystal, plus the laser. So it'll be a lot of fun to use.
Have you done any healings in it yet?
No, Fred, I haven't done any healings in it. My healings seem to be a little faster.
Oh, yeah?
So I suspect that that's happening also. So, you know, we talked the other day. I tried to tell you what's happening with it all the time. And it seems like the energy is a lot more profound with it.
Yeah, it actually is.
Yeah. It feels good. It's got a tremendous direct... I guess drive is the only thing I could really use. The energy of it is extremely powerful. I know I feel much better, Fred, so I really appreciate your help with that. And it's really quite a piece of equipment.
Yeah. Well, you got the capstone on there, too, right?
I got the capstone on there, and I'll tell you, my sleeps have been much better. My dreams have been better. Everything seems to be adding up, as you told me. You know, it gives you a tremendous amount of power. I've been waiting for this for a few years.
Yeah, and, you know, the first thing it does is block. You know how your body, you go to sleep at night, you get that jumping sensation?
Yes.
That's caused by radiation from cell phones and airplanes and all kinds of radiation hitting your body, because your body kind of tries to stretch out and relax.
Right.
The spine opens up and explodes the nerves. And so radiation hits it, the body, you know, closes back up, but it makes you have a falling sensation.
Right.
You ever
right,
get that
right.
Before you slept in the Portamed?
Well, I used to get that, but now I don't get that.
Yeah, you won't get it in the Portamed.
Yeah, it feels like it really calms you down, but it also makes your mind very sharp.
Yeah, and, well, that's it takes about 90 days for the average person, but that's a detox that goes on.
Right.
Now, a lot
right.
of times people, after they have it for 4 or 5 weeks, they'll start getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning and they're saying, oh, well, you know, it gave me a lot of energy. I'm getting up at 3 now. You
yeah.
know? Well, what's happening is it's not giving them more energy. They're getting more of their own energy, but there's a lot of toxins flowing around in their body, and so it short-circuits their nervous system and giving the appearance of energy, and they start getting up and running around. Then they actually end up sleeping longer after that, you know,
yeah.
until they detox, and then they do start getting up earlier. But most people go through a phase, you know.
Yeah, it's really amazing because my eyes are clearer, and I thought my eyes were pretty clear.
Yeah, no, your eyes get really clear in the Portamed.
Yeah, and I noticed that things are really, really feeling actually much different, Fred. My thought and answering patterns are almost instantaneous now.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
You know, so that's only after four days of it, and I can't wait till 5 or 6 weeks. It's going to be incredible.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of people, we have people grow pumpkin seeds and pumpkins in the Portamed that grow 4 times bigger.
Wow.
We used to sell a science kit at Pyramid Power 5 when I worked there. That's how I got into this, is the pyramids, the small
really?
Ones. We had a little science kit, and we had a little compass and a wooden pyramid, and we lined this pyramid up to the north, this little 12-inch pyramid you put together out of wood and glue, and then you had these brine shrimp eggs, and two little solutions. One would be under the pyramid with the little shrimps hatching, and then another one 12 inches or 12 feet away.
Right.
Ones under the pyramid would live over a year or more, and the ones, you know, 12 feet away last 6 or 8 weeks and die.
Yep.
That's how we got into this and learned about the life form. That was the very beginning, you know.
Yeah. I've been showing my clients.
Pyramid, it also, you know, when you first go to sleep, your first 2 or 3 hours of sleep is you're going into your detox mode. That's where your body temperature will rise. You produce interferon, and you're, you get woke up after an hour. A lot of times you're hot and sweaty, whereas if you wake up 6 hours later, you're dry and cool.
Right,
that's
right.
Because your body's going through a detox phase, and your aura extends 2 inches. So what happens is when you get that radiation problem, your body withdraws 2 inches, and you get that shock.
Right.
But after about 2 hours, then your body, your aura goes out 13 feet, and that's when your silver cord goes out. That's when you start going out and visiting your friends on the other side, and, you know, people on this side, too, sometimes connect when they get really good at it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you add the laser, what happens is you get an effect when you add the laser that changes things a whole lot of difference, and it's called the SPD. It's called spontaneous paramagnetic down conversion. It's a scientific word for shooting a laser into a crystal in a pyramid. And what happens when you see that haze around the crystal, it's within this haze, you'll see other colors. You'll see actually the whole rainbow in the haze when you start shining it on there.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And this is because it's a coherent photon beam splits within the lattice structure of the crystal, creating photon doubles. And that's when you start doubling up, is when you start entangling with other people.
Yes.
So the idea, the smartest thing to do is put it on a timer so that, you know, and aim it at the crystal.
Right.
And then so it's aimed, then put it on a timer and go to sleep with a timer where it's set off.
Right.
But when you say you're going to be asleep in 4 hours, then have the crystal and the laser turn automatically on and start shooting the beam into the crystal after you're asleep, not while you're going to sleep, because now you're detoxed and you get a clear shot into the astral plane.
Right.
Yeah. Right. That's the way you start out, and then after all, you can run it all the time, but you get a clear shot because when that puppy kicks on and you're asleep in your astral body, you will feel it. You will you'll feel like you got a turbocharged silver cord, and you'll go blasting into some dream or somebody's house. Or I used to go walk around people's houses when I was younger, when I first started doing this, and just checking things out, you know.
Yeah.
Really kind of not very nice, but I always wondered what's inside somebody's house, so I'd go there and walk in and walk around, you know.
Yeah.
And they couldn't see me, but I could see them. It's kind of fun.
You know, the most amazing thing about it is that 2 days after I was using it, my thoughts were instantaneous.
Yeah.
And,
well, that's because you're a healer and you do remote healing.
Yes.
That's part of the quantum entanglement process.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, and it feels like the answers that I'm looking for are coming much, much faster, almost as instantaneous as my thoughts. And this is only after 4 days, so
yeah, that's because you know you don't require a physical connection anymore. You could go right into the quantum state, and that's the same thing as remote viewing, you know.
Right.
You're entangling with what you put an image in your mind, and you match it up in the hologram. And the hologram, when that happens, when it hits the hologram, that's the entanglement process.
You know, we were talking the other day, you and I, about the energy that's coming in. It's the most powerful energy on the planet.
Yeah.
And now's the time to buy these pyramids, because I think what's going to happen is not only are we going to receive this energy, but there's so much that can be done with it. To educate our minds and to educate our bodies. I've already lost in the last 2 weeks 8 pounds.
Yeah, that's, you know, when I was out of my pyramid, when I go out of it on the road, I gain weight. Now, Mikkel doesn't. She loses it, but I gain it. When I come back, I start losing it again.
Yeah.
I develop horrible eating habits, which, you know, not junk food, but just too much of good things, you know.
Right.
And that's kind of not too cool.
Well, I got to thank Mikkel very much. He allowed me to pick out, and Michaela, I was, they had about 6 or 7 crystals there, and they allowed me to feel each one of them, and they sent me the one that I needed for me.
So you did remote viewing then on them?
Yeah. So it was really, really nice of them to do that. So if Mikkel's around, just wanted to thank her very much for that.
Yeah, well, the nice thing about, you know, having been able to now apply quantum mechanics, quantum physics, and all the cosmological tools to our products, and come up with valid scientific explanations that are terrestrially acceptable, we can now start understanding these things on a much. We can start applying the math. I don't think I'll put the math that goes with this stuff into the Inside Track book, which I'm working on, but I think I'm going to have it up on the Rays of Truth website, so the deeper foray scientists can go in and start looking at the math, how this energy works, especially the entanglement math, which is all brand new because it's all about the string theory.
Yeah. That's very, very interesting. I think this expeditiously really, really just sends the energy to you, and I'll tell you, my brain is working much better. I would have never used a word that big before, but things are starting to really happen for me, and I think this portament is really, really helping, Fred, tremendously.
Yeah, well, you've been, like we, a lot of our people out there with this energy, they go one step at a time, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of times they'll get to a certain point with our stuff, and they'll find some other manufacturer out there that complements what we're doing and what they want. So it's not just about what we do. It's about what's been going on in the field. We just happen to, it seems like we're the forerunners of it all.
Right,
you know?
Right. Well, I've stuck with your stuff for the last 8-10 years, and you haven't been wrong on anything between the nuclear receptor and the projectors, and the projectors that I wear. They seem to be right on track, and I think wearing these during the period of time when this energy is coming through has opened me up a tremendous amount, and I suspect people that are wearing these necklaces are starting to feel that kind of super energy that we're receiving.
Yeah, it's, you know, what people that get into the once they learn how to program, you know, the programming is it's not that hard, but people got to, you know, you start taking responsibility more for your actions.
Right.
And it's, I think the whole thing about programming is learning the entanglement process. Now, if you are a remote viewer, MK Ultra, or you know, for example, you are trained. They train you to, you know, the first thing is get a blank mind, and then get a feeling for a location, and then let that location fill you up. What you're doing is you're entangling, because at the back of your mind you're looking for something. You know what
right,
you're doing,
right?
But you're really not sure what you're looking for yet, because you don't want to be. Because if you were, then you would not. There's a thing called the uncertainty principle that wouldn't allow you to get the information. The information could be coming to you, but you couldn't decipher it.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is, once you get the environment going and you see the environment, how it works, and you get some visuals from that, then you focus on what your target is.
Yes.
And then the target, then you let it go, and then the target, because now you're entangling with the target. You've got to have some image of what you're looking for, and normally viewers have some kind of an idea. And then when they, like, for example, when I was doing Bin Laden, you know, him running up into China,
yes,
9-1-1. So once you have a feel for it, then you surrender to it, and then it starts to work. And people got to learn the process. There's a lot of surrendering and ego removal.
You bet.
Because if you get entangled to your own ego, it just forms a shell around you, and you get locked up inside yourself, and that's really frustrating. You know?
Yeah, it's really important to let go. It's really, really important.
Yeah.
I tell my students that they have to learn to let go. It's extremely important. Without that, your ego gets in the way. It just gets in the way, and it just shuts everything right down. So the more you can open, the better off you are.
Yeah.
So it's really,
well, you've been doing some what I call cool work, because like today when I called you for that lady to help us set up her room with those other three projectors, I wanted
right.
to make sure that you know, they were set up right. And because I'm close to this person, and she's a friend of mine, I knew that if I try to say it, I'm only putting my energy, my entangling process into hers, and that's not fair to entangle a client. You know what I mean? So
yes.
You don't know this person, so you could actually connect with her without any personality, you know.
Right.
Make the physical connection.
Right.
And tell us what to do. And that was good. Tomorrow I'll make that installation. You know?
That's great. I'm glad, I help you anytime, so it's no big
deal.
Yeah,
well, it's nice to have you out there. Imagine you still get calls from...
I get a lot of calls, Fred, for the Paradigm stuff, and, you know, I try to give them as straight information as I possibly can. Projectors are really amazing. Matter of fact, I sent one down to a friend of mine who wants to test it and see what's going on, and she's thinking about ordering some, too. So she's going to play with one for about a week or two, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we're selling a lot of those. It has the sales of those things since we started.
Yeah.
Because they have not slowed down, and we're getting a lot of referrals now.
Yeah, I remember we had a client who lost her husband, remember, and we sent projectors to her.
Yeah,
She needed a lot of help. You know, and that was really, you know, she even sent me some stuff back. It was really sweet lady.
Yeah, did she make contact or not?
Yeah, she's a good contact, yes.
Yeah, but did she make contact with her husband?
Did she? That I don't know.
Yeah.
That I don't know. You would know more about that than I would.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a situation. But anyway, as we go through this, when we learn, you know, it's really a great learning process. Now, the other thing, I want to go back to the pyramid. Yeah. You notice that orb on the top?
Yes.
Okay, if you look in the Rays of Truth book, that creates a hydrogen W, or actually a P-shaped orbital pattern with the hydrogen electron around the pyramid.
Okay.
And when you look at the fact that the Earth is turning at 24,000 miles an hour,
yes,
theoretically, when you look at the orb, which is on top of the pyramid, it is moving at 24,000 miles an hour on its, like, a top.
Okay.
You know, as the Earth spins on its axis to any relative nearby star system, like Andromeda or the Pleiades or Sirius or Alpha Centauri or any of those star systems. And so there's energy coming. There's quantum energy coming in from those stars, you know, at the speed of light and beyond. Anyway, speed of light being the physical, what's called the classic channel, because it's relative, you know, and we know about that in our, you know, standard physics. But then quantumly, it's coming across instantaneously. So it's a dual deal. That's why the projector has two sides to it. So what happens is that starts creating a vortex field, you know, because it's like if you took a magnet, and you took a nail and wound a coil around it.
Right.
And you made an electromagnetic field around that nail, and you start running a screwdriver past that electromagnetic nail. After a while, that screwdriver becomes magnetized, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because it's now transferred off an electromagnetic field.
Mm-hmm.
And it's introduced an electromagnetic quantum of energy. So when that happens, all right, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. As the Earth with that pyramid with that orb on the top, it's going around it's rubbing against the stars. The stars now become the electromagnet, you know, with the wire, the nail with the wire around them becomes the stars become that, and the screwdriver becomes the top of that pyramid.
Okay.
So as the Earth rotates each day, you know, it always goes by the Pleiades the same. But always a little bit, because we're on a precession of the equinox in an equatorial arc, we're absolutely, it's forming like a corkscrew pattern. You follow me? So it's making like an electromagnetic field, but it's a corkscrew because we're moving continuously, rotating. At the same time, we're moving in respect to the star system. They're not sitting still, and we're not sitting still. So that starts to build up a field in your body, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that field, it starts to polarize your chakras and your endocrine glands, and it becomes very interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, just something else to look for.
You know, it's interesting because when I put that orb on top, I could see tremendous light inside the orb and the outside of the orb, almost like a glow on the inside and rays of light on the outside and rays of light coming down about a quarter of the way to the center of the pyramid. In other words, it was like sparks, like a tremendous light was coming down from the top of the orb to the, I would say, about 40% of the pyramid. In other words, about almost halfway down, Fred.
Yeah.
It was bright white light. I mean, I've never seen anything like that before. The only thing I've ever seen that with, Fred, remember in the beginning when we were looking at when I was telling you about the light that was hitting in the center of the projector?
You know,
that's exactly what I'm looking at in this, but it's twice as big.
Yeah.
So it's very, very interesting. So I wanted to give myself a few a few days without that, and I think by Sunday I'm going to put that on top and I should be ready for it.
Yeah.
But tremendous energy, Fred. I mean, like I've never seen before. So you hit on something real big, buddy.
What's that exactly?
Well, that light is tremendous. It comes through the star orb.
Yeah.
Just tremendous energy. I see it. I see it as well as I see flowers or whatever. And that light is so strong, Fred. It just came down the pyramid on the outside and on the inside of it. So I can't wait to start using that.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you're talking about. I think that's what you're talking about, electromagnetic and tremendous energy. And I think that energy is coming from all over in the universe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I was just explaining where it comes from.
It's just beautiful. I mean, it's just tremendous light, Fred. I can't explain it other than it's very interdimensional.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a lot of fun to see, and I can't wait to use it. So I'll experiment. You know, I call you every day anyhow about this stuff.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing I saw on it when I got the pyramid on. And so it's going to be a ball using this. So if anybody's out there, this portamid really is a serious piece of work. And I would highly suggest you picking one up. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and the next step, with, you know, once you get used to it, we add the irradiator, which you haven't got yet. You'll get that next year when you come to work, you know.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to, have you told everybody we're going to New York?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to New York March 28th, I believe, right?
Right, right. So we'll be there. I think it's a Hotel New York again, isn't it?
Yeah, it's always there.
Yeah, yeah. So that'll be fun. And we were very busy the last time we were there, extremely busy.
Yeah, it was pretty much nonstop for 3 days.
Right. Now, ever since I've had this pyramid up, the energy in my nuclear receptor seems to be more, and the energy in the projector seems to be more than I'm wearing.
Yeah.
It almost has the same properties as the star orb on top of the pyramid.
Yeah.
So it's really highly, what's the word I'm looking for? Charged.
Yeah.
It's highly charged, so I think the pyramid works along with the projector and the nuclear receptor. I mean, it's just incredible. So I see energy very clearly, and that's what I'm seeing now through my heart chakra.
Yeah, no, that's great. The more you add the more of this frequency of stuff. Now, the other thing that happened with the pyramid, I'll share something else with you.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the days when the first time I met Groucho and Marx, years ago, at the Ambassador Hotel, of all places,
mm-hmm.
We're doing a show up there. It's a health show, and Groucho is the star of it. He's one of our speakers. I'm one of the speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And we had in the back part, there was a big, there was a big conference room in the back, and,
mm-hmm.
and the conference room had big doors that went outside, you know, where you could drive a car in or something.
Right.
I like that kind of a setup. Well, everybody had their booth set up, you know, out in the back. And we did, too. And we had a 10-foot-long table with those little cups that you get at the water fountain, those little bitty ones, you know.
Right.
They usually hold a couple pills or something, you know.
Yeah.
We fill those up with grapefruit juice, a very bitter one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we put them onto a 10-foot pyramid. And then about 20 feet away, we had a table across the other side of the room. We had a table with the same grapefruit juice without a pyramid over it. But we had it quite a distance away.
Okay.
And so the idea here was to have everybody, you know, hundreds of people come in and sip grapefruit juice,
mm-hmm.
and see how bitter it was at the regular table.
Okay.
Then they'd go over to the pyramid, and then they'd sip the grapefruit juice there, and it was very sweet. It was noticeably different.
That's
and
incredible.
They could do it. Didn't matter whether they did the sweet one or the bitter one first. They know it was that dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about it started. The show started on Saturday morning. About 1 o'clock that Saturday afternoon, people came back. Started coming back from the other table, and they were saying they couldn't taste the difference anymore. It was sweet at both places. And so, what we found is that the pyramid had galvanized the building.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was our first lesson in that. We had about 500 people testify to that, you know. So then what we did is we had an old Volkswagen van in those days. We didn't have much in the way of money, so we just started this little company up in old beat-up vehicles. We had an old VW van.
Mm-hmm.
So we had that out in the parking lot, and that was about, 400 feet out in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So we took the table out of the, we took the test table from the, not the one in the pyramid, but the other one, stuck it out in the van.
Right.
And had them taste it out there. Then it worked again.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, so that was another big lesson. That's how we learned, you know. It just wasn't when we knew this stuff. It just came a little at a time, you know.
Wow, so the aura just spread right through everything.
Yeah, and that's what it'll do. Now, here in Laguna Beach, what happens is my house has galvanized the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nobody in this neighborhood, in this entire neighborhood, which would be about 10 or 15 houses, actually about 10 houses, that isn't in a really cool vibration.
Okay.
Over the years, 30 years I've been here, we had some real negative people come and they left, and weird people came and sick people came and they all. And now everybody's just a big family here.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody
mm-hmm.
talks to everybody.
Right.
And you don't see that too much in Southern California, where you ask your neighbor, you ask a person who their neighbor is three houses away, who they are, they wouldn't even know.
Right.
They all know each other out here. And then we saw that happen as a result of this entire neighborhood getting charged, but it took a while, you know.
Yeah.
But it's kind of neat.
Well, I have a condominium here in New York, so...
But you're energizing the building now.
Pardon?
You're energizing the building.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Have you seen any changes in the neighbors yet since you first...
I can feel the energy going through the house, and I can feel it going upstairs, so I have a retired teacher up there, so I'm going to ask her if she's been feeling a lot better lately.
Yeah. Is she right above your... Is her bedroom above yours?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You don't know what she's getting.
Yeah, for sure.
That's too funny.
Yeah. So, and she's really nice. She's very quiet, you know, that kind of thing. And, but it should be a lot of fun. I can feel the energy. As a matter of fact, I had a client here who was very sensitive. He walked into my room and he put his hands up, you know, to be, I said, feel the energy of it. And his hands became numb. It was so powerful, his hands became numb.
Wow.
So it was really incredible. And people are starting to feel it walking through the front doors of what's going on in here.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can feel almost like a charge running through the house.
Wow.
You know, so it's really wild. And I can't imagine what the Star Orb is going to do on top of it. It's going to create such beautiful energy.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the regular orb. Where is your Star Orb, by the way?
My Star Orb is in the living room.
Wow.
And that's where I'm at right now. So it's interesting in this house.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I'd like to, at some point or other, we're going to have to discuss those big standalone, whatever they are. It's about 8-9 feet. They arc a little bit.
Yeah, those are your radiators.
Is that what they are?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have to get one of those soon.
Yeah, that is when you start programming. That what it does is it programs that that orb up on top of your pyramid,
mm-hmm.
because it acts like a giant antenna and it gathers a lot more energy than it just the orb does on its own.
Really?
Yeah. The orb is the first thing, by the way, that the Pleiadians ever gave us. We had three headgear pyramids after about a year and a half, 2 years of paradigm. We had three headgear pyramids. That's all we had, you know.
Right.
We didn't know how to make anything else. We didn't know any of this stuff. I had no idea. Not a clue I was going to make all this stuff. Not even
right,
a clue.
Right.
And then Semyonti gave me the design of the, I knew about the portamid. I mean, I knew I was going to do a portamid because Pat Flanagan taught me about those with those
mm-hmm.
cardboard ones he used to make.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we were getting ready to make those, but we hadn't figured out how to make them where we could sell them yet.
Mm-hmm.
So we were just starting to design those things, and she told me that I needed to put that on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
was our first, what I call wave field energy device. It's scalar wave. Those are more scalar wave devices, but they do now. The scalar wave now is quantifying. It never used to, but it does now. So, and that was our first thing, you know, that first new item. And the second thing was the Star Orb. So you got both of those.
Yeah.
And the third thing was 1979. We got the irradiator. That was the third thing.
That's quite big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have to figure out where to put it. Either living
a lot of those.
Huh?
We sell a lot of those.
Do you?
Yeah, we sell a lot of them.
Wow.
Yeah, I think we sold some last week.
Did you really?
Yeah, we sold, I think, hundreds, probably thousands by now.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I know you make those yourself, so it's...
Oh, yeah, I don't make them anymore, but I have people to make them in my jigs. I design these jigs.
Do you?
Yeah, it's been a while to make one, but it's been a while.
Mm.
I'll tell you who else really likes them is Lockheed Skunk Works.
Who?
Yeah, Lockheed Skunk Works.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they got some of them over there. They made their own, but they were contacting me. They were playing around with weather control with them.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of weather control went on. But they liked the... They heard about the four lightning bolts that I created with them, you know?
Really?
Yeah, I created three bursts of four lightning bolts in a sequence and moved them.
Wow.
And they found out about it, and they were doing playing around the same thing.
Amazing.
Yeah, I used to get a lot of phone calls from them.
Wow.
So the government always checks my stuff out. And then, of course, the Portamids, we've used those Aspen Ski School for ski injuries. You know, people break their legs and their arms and twist their ankles.
Mm-hmm.
The recovery time... is much quicker. We've got several other clients that we've taken off of SSRI and MOA drugs.
Okay.
And they feel very comfortable inside the Portamid.
Yeah.
We had one was a very suicidal woman. I won't mention any names. And she took it on. I gave her a money back guarantee on it because she didn't have a lot of money, and you know she was very depressed, under a lot of sedation.
Mm-hmm.
And I got her under a Portamid and. She got off her meds after about 6 or 8 months.
Wow,
had to still get under the Portamid to keep her body chemistry balanced, but
yeah,
she was off the meds, and that was really good.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, that's
we didn't
take
her off. Her doctor worked her off as she got better.
Yeah,
so when people are under on meds, depressed, and they start using this to alleviate depression, we don't make any medical claims, but we do encourage them to work with their doctors to get off these SSRI drugs because they're not
right.
But, yeah,
right.
So you know, in case you work with patients too that are on those.
Yeah.
Are there very many people that are on that stuff?
Not too many, Fred.
Yeah.
Not too many. I have a lot of clients that are on drugs, you know, in terms of antidepressants, different things of that nature.
About.
And some of them have been getting off of the drugs just because of the energy work I'm doing.
Yeah. But don't forget those 464 nanometer lights that we have that we sell. 15 minutes of that will really help. You need to probably put one of those in your clinic. They're only a couple $100.
Really?
Yeah, you've seen them on the front page of our website, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I
okay.
would get one of those at some point.
Okay.
You know, and play with it, too. Because I think with the Portamid, it's a 1-2-3 punch.
Okay.
You know?
Well, I can see where everything is sort of coming together with the Portamid and the necklaces and the projectors. I mean, everything is really, really starting to fire. Even more, I know that the projectors are lighting up in my room more. So, whatever the Portamid is doing, it's really creating a tremendous amount of energy.
Yeah, it creates a higher bandwidth in your perception.
Yeah, yeah, it seems to be for sure clearing my mind, and it's much sharper, much more precise, and so it should be fun. The other thing that I notice is that I called you earlier this week and told you that my molecular structure is changing in terms of the cellular levels, and the cells are becoming pure white light.
Right.
And I think with the, if I remember correctly, when I put up the Portamid, they started to get a very sharp increase in terms of energy per cell. In other words, I'm actually able to see the cell with a tremendous amount of light inside the cell. So,
but yeah, that's the ATP molecule firing off photons.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay, because it's bright light, Fred. It's the brightest light I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's like when you sleep in a pyramid, you're getting sunlight.
Okay.
Yeah. The sun isn't shining as normal like it normally does, but the sunlight effect, you know.
Right. So I'm like Fred's guinea pig when it comes to this stuff. So we shoot back and forth a lot of information to each other, and so I tell him what I see, and then you know he'll tell everybody else. So, but it's really incredible, Fred. It's quite interesting. My mind is becoming much faster and keener, and much more alert.
Yeah,
and this is only 4 days.
Yeah, wait, your energy level, you'll require less sleep, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It takes that place after 90 days in most people.
It's
usually
gonna
cuts it down about 30%.
Yeah, wow.
The other thing is you get brighter dreams.
Okay.
You dream in color?
Yes.
Yeah, some people don't.
Okay.
But most people, they all do when they sleep in the tournament.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, good process.
Yeah, well, my dreams are pretty good, and so I expect even when I look at the cells now, they're even brighter or so, and I'm able to see the color. You know what it looks like, Fred? It looks like taking a diamond and putting a laser in it and just hitting it and watching all the colors come out of the diamond. That's what the cells look like.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's really sharp what's happening. It's really incredible. So between the pyramid and the necklaces, it's like, wow, you know? And then doing work with the projectors in the room, even just with three of them, I mean, the room is just firing like crazy.
Yeah, how many projectors do you have now?
Well, I've got three. I lent one to a friend of mine, so
oh,
I actually have four, and I use them all the time now. And I've been using them. I think I was one of the first to get the projectors. And,
yeah, you were.
And we were talking about the balls of light in the center of the room and the ball of light in the center of each projector. And then I had Andromedans in the room that were quite interesting, and they helped me out for the first day. They were in there for about 3-4 hours helping me with my clients.
Oh, yeah.
And so that was quite wild. As a matter of fact, when I moved them from my office to home, they came into the room and said, "What are you doing?" I'm moving them home. You know, so they came in and wanted to know what I was doing. It was really wild. I mean, they just walked right up to me and asked me, "What am I doing?" You know, so it's...
Well, dumb, you don't know.
So it's cool. I mean, you know, the whole thing is really sharp.
Yeah, that's
so
really
much
cool.
Fun to use.
If anybody wants to use the Fast Chat, by the way, out there, go to BBS Fast Chat if you want to ask any questions, or you can call in.
Yeah, please. We're willing to help you with anything that we can. You know what's interesting, Fred, also, is that when I'm using the projectors in the room, the energy from the projectors is a ball of light that usually comes into the center of the room, and that really, really energizes my clients. As a matter of fact, it energizes them to a point where they're totally relaxed.
Yeah. Well, your clients, you got any new clients?
Yeah, I get new clients all the time, Fred. You know, it's word of mouth, so.
But when they walk in, they see all this crazy looking stuff.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, Fred, they don't even have to come into the house. They start feeling it when they come out of the car.
That's amazing.
I've had a client, Fred, no joke. His name is Tom, very, very dear friend of mine. When I put my projectors up at work,
yeah,
he would come off the expressway, Fred, 5 miles away. He was able to feel those projectors 5 miles away.
Wow.
So we knew that they worked, and he saw the... vortex in my room that was about 2 or 3 miles high.
Wow.
And so there's a lot that can be done with these projectors if you have enough energy, even if you don't have enough energy, just use your intent. The intent alone will make a vortex.
Now, what was his problem? If he was that sensitive, was just oversensitive, what was he coming to see you for?
He's got a tremendous amount of energy, and it needed to be, just focused.
Oh, okay.
And so he's a great guy, and he's got tremendous energy. But he's extremely sensitive. I've got clients that are very sensitive.
We get these high-level sensitives that want to buy a projector, and it's a wave device, a quantum wave.
Well,
hologram. They can't handle a white stone. We have to give them a yellow stone or a blue stone.
Yeah, I've got about 7 or 8 people with not projectors, but with nuclear receptors. And it really makes quite a difference. I've got a young lady with a gold one, solid gold one, and got a few, I think the rest of them are in silver.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, they're powerful, Fred. They really make a big difference. I mean, it's just incredible to watch these people grow. You know, they come in and they change all the time, constantly changing. And, you know, they wear these nuclear receptors, and that receptor... I'll tell you, when it starts clearing the cells and cellular memory, and the DNA starts changing, the brain cells. Everything is changing with these with the receptors. It's really amazing to see.
Yeah, it removes time from the equation.
Well, it makes it a lot easier, Fred. It makes the work a lot easier. And I think also it when it starts changing the energy in the bodies, then you can really start doing things with people. And it really makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Actually makes a real big difference. So.
Oh, yeah, we got a caller on the line there.
Oh, cool.
Hello, caller.
Hi, this is Dominic from London and England.
Yeah, hi, Dominic. I see your chat things once in a while.
Yes. I like to chat. Okay. Well, I've noticed when I have one of these nuclear discs, and I've noticed that when I hold it in my hand, I start, but I can usually read people's energy fields and see images in them that kind of talk to me and show me things.
Right.
And the nuclear disc, it kind of heightens, does something very extraordinary for me. I can see images much more clearer when I look into people's energy fields, and it kind of almost freaks me out.
Yeah, you know what happens is, you know, the hologram is all there. You know, it's like when you look at one part of your blood. If you look at your one cell of your blood, as your brain grows and you learn more things, that information changes in each cell. And so what happens is, when you start working with yourself and other people, you become clearer. But what's really happening is it's like almost like a two-dimensional screen, and it's all a hologram. And what happens is when you start tuning in to the hologram itself, you see the screen, you see the little dots of the material that makes the screen. It's like you start going inside of it, and you really start to see the structure of reality, the cosmos. And the neat thing about these things is they're like road maps to get to line you up. You already know all this stuff. Steve knows it. We all know everything there is to know because we're creating it anyway. But what happens is it's like lighting up the headlights on the maze of the pathway that's a hologram. That's the way I would describe it.
Mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you do it, energy follows thought and cells follow. So the more you do it, the more powerful you become in the fact that you become all-knowing. You feel like your all-knowingness is changing?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. The amazing part of it is that when you're working with people, you can feel that energy change within them as it's changing within you.
Yeah.
And it's instantaneous. It's not 2 minutes or 3 minutes later. It's instantaneous. So if I'm looking through my third eye at a person, I can actually see their cells change as fast as mine.
Yeah.
And so it's really amazing. I guess that's quantum mechanics.
Yeah, it is. It's entanglement, but in a simple form.
Mm-hmm.
When you
mm-hmm.
get into what we call triple entanglement, which I'm not going to tell people about yet, that's when it gets heavy. That's when you start changing gold prices and manifesting things in very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
triple entanglement. But people have to have the ego totally out of the way to make that clear. Otherwise, they'll make things happen they don't want to happen. You
mm-hmm.
know,
mm-hmm.
subconscious will take over. We don't need that.
No, for
yeah.
sure.
Yes, I'm wondering, if these nuclear discs, and I've got the basic one with gold plated, but I'm just wondering what would happen if I had a silver one in my hand or maybe a gold one. Would you think I would see probably much more in a person's energy field?
It would be
a silver
like,
one now?
Sorry?
You have a silver one now.
Oh, silver. Oh, gosh.
You have a silver projector now.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've got a silver nuclear receptor and a silver nuclear disc, and then I'm thinking, you know, this nuclear disc, I just thought it was just, you know, only going to be good for, doing wonderful things with food and getting rid of the radiation from my computer, but it's having its other wonderful effects, as I...
Yeah, it does. But you're running an tetrahedron molecule with a silver. It's real intense, and it's really great for radiation. It's one of the best radiation scavengers we have. If you get a gold one, keep it there by your computer to wash it off every day anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go into gold, you go into an octahedral shape of the molecule. Changes the scalar wave characteristics. It changes the way it entangles things. You know, you don't have a projector yet, right? Or you do?
No. I'll probably get one as soon as I have all the money to buy one.
Well, we do payments, by the way.
I'm in the room
every show, so we'll give you a good stretch of credit when you need it. You know.
Oh yeah.
We like people to have to have these things, and if you know you promise to pay and you put a little down payment on it, make payments, we'll ship it to you, you know?
But I'll have to seriously think about it, because it's, you know, it's like time goes on, I still haven't got one.
Yeah, but, no, you need one. You're one.
Yes, I do.
By the way.
I've also noticed with the nuclear disc, but I'm an artist, but when I'm drawing, I project images onto paper, and this makes the quality of the image much stronger when I put it onto paper next to the image I'm drawing.
Wow.
You know, it's just, I'm wondering what else this thing does. You know, there's all these secret things that are, well, still yet to be discovered, and it's just a disc.
Do you sell your art, or what do you do with it?
Well, I used to sell it, and then I kind of, all the time, I'm always trying to explore new ideas.
Okay.
Because I'm picking them up from other dimensions.
Right.
And I would like to be a cinematic storyboarder one of these years.
Yeah, I'd like to see what you do. We'll
okay.
Put a video together or something.
I'll send you a link to my website.
Yeah, send it over on the fredbell@faradine.com email.
Okay. Well, I'll let you go now. Okay, lovely to talk to you.
Okay,
thanks,
it's great. Good talk.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah, Dominic is one of my great listeners.
Yeah, Dominic, nice guy.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, really cool.
I
want to
see what his art's all about. We got so many great listeners on this show.
Yep.
And it's like becoming a family, and that's what I like. You know, I don't like
to be really
a broadcaster.
Cool. It's really cool.
You know
the projectors, for some odd reason, are starting to kick off with a lot more energy, Fred. I'm noticing.
That's because there's more entanglement going on.
Is that what it is?
Selling them every day now. Every day we sell a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now that I'm able to quantify the information, you know, I couldn't quite explain. I knew what they did.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I couldn't quite explain it scientifically where people could relate it to their how they put their bread and butter on the table and they paid their rent and they kept their kids fed and healthy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got to get it to that level.
Yeah.
And so finally I'm getting it to that level. That's not their problem, that's mine.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm able to overcome that now. And I'm able to show them how to use these things. And you show them how to use them.
Yeah.
I made a really nice one for myself. I made a gold projector. I got some platinum bridge. I got some gold, yellow diamonds for it. And guess what happened?
What?
Mikhail took it away from me. I haven't worn it yet. I put it on for a minute, and she had it.
Really?
Yeah.
She must love it.
Now, that's the same thing that happened when I started the projectors. You know, everybody was buying one of the big standalones. Did I have one? No. I'm talking about them. Am I talking from my own experience? No, because I don't have one. Why don't I have one? Because I can't make one for myself. Everybody else wants them. Finally, I got one. You know, I started using it.
Yeah.
Now, did I wear one? No. Why? Because I couldn't really afford. I mean, I even have to buy my own stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I couldn't afford. So finally, I saved up my money and made myself a really nice projector to wear myself. That was my Christmas present to myself.
Right.
And
right.
Guess what? Mikhail took it. So I'm in the same. And then when I finally got one standalone, I wanted a second one. So could I get a second one? No, because everybody kept buying them. Finally, I got two. Because I had two of them sitting here on the bench in my my station table here where I broadcast from.
Right.
That was great. I had two for quite a while. And then suddenly I had one again, you know. And then finally I got to have three. And for about 8 months I had three. Finally I got my fourth one. And that wasn't too long ago. It was about 2-3 months ago. I don't know when we came out. It was about a year ago, right? We started putting these things out.
Yeah.
Maybe a year and a half, yeah.
Probably a year
and
a half.
We're not caught up. No, we're getting there. We have them in inventory. We have them in stock, but we're about to sell out for Christmas. And I got some more. I got the base part made. The hard part, the castings are done, but I still have to assemble them and polish them and blah, blah, blah. So we've got through a lot of these things.
That's one heck of a
hundred.
That's one heck of a good Christmas present.
Yeah, they make great Christmas presents.
You know,
I'd like to have one for myself. I thought I had one, but I don't. She took it. You know? And
She probably needs it.
Huh?
She probably needs it.
Yeah, she had a little bit of a sickness, you know. She was a little feeling bad, and so I put it on her, and she you know, she doesn't take it off. I mean, she sleeps in it.
Does she really?
Yeah, she won't take it off. Takes a shower in it, you know.
Wow.
It hadn't been off. We're not taking this off, and this is mine. You know, I don't want to tell you what I paid for it. You gasp. Diamonds alone set me back a lot, but
yeah.
I had to
yeah.
save up 6 months to buy the damn diamonds.
Yep.
I mean, these things aren't cheap. People wonder why these things cost so much to get up in platinum and gold. Well, look at the gold prices. That's why I asked everybody to program their projectors to bring the gold prices down, because that reverses these greedy SOBs that are running up our gold standard and trying to drive our dollar down so we can come out with the Amero, you know?
Yep, yep.
I don't want to see, you know, the Amero. You know, I'm not into that. The Canadians aren't into it. The Mexicans aren't into it. And I'm not into it.
Yeah.
So.
I know. I saved up my money when you got me those four diamonds for my projectors. So I know what they cost. You know, they're really, well, you picked out some really great diamonds, too. They were nice.
Yeah, well, you know, a set of yellow diamonds.
You talking about your canaries?
Five figures. You're in five-figure zone for a set of yellow diamonds for a projector. And then you're in the four-figure zone, upper four-figure zone, to make platinum and gold projector. And then you put the chain on it. And that's in the four-figure zone. So you get an idea of what it's all about, you know.
Yep.
Got a gold chain on it. The last thing I saved up for, which took about a month, you know, my part of what I take out of Paradigm, was for the gold chain. And then it had one on there.
Right.
Will I get to wear it? I don't know. We'll see. That's the mystery right now. You
gotcha.
That's and I start to say, I want to take this back. And then she goes like, oh, my God, you let me wear this. You're going to take it away, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, lots of luck.
Yeah, Dominic, I saw your email. It's great to talk to you, Dr. Fred. Yeah, that's great. It's great talking to you, too. Yeah, so this is what happens around here. You know, we always have, you know, I make up something, and then it gets taken away from me or sold, you know. Yeah. I don't care. I make more. You know, I keep doing it. And that's a good thing, you know. If you make something and nobody wants it, then that's no fun.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. But your products work, buddy.
Yeah.
Your
what are you doing for Christmas anyway?
My brothers, one's invited me over for Christmas dinner. I have a friend that invited me over for Christmas dinner, and that's what I'm doing. And so it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, how's the weather back there? Is it cold?
This week it snowed a lot. It's 26 degrees out now.
Yeah,
and we're supposed to get 3 feet of snow on Sunday.
Yeah, you're where you at, in Rochester?
Yeah, Rochester, New York.
Yeah, we're way up there. That's the cold zone up through there.
Oh, it's cold. We get 180 inches of snow, whether we need it or not, up here.
Well, you need it.
Yeah.
Definitely need to cool things down.
Yeah, and so we're about 70 miles from Niagara Falls.
Yeah, and I remember shoveling snow in Buffalo. I got pictures of me doing it.
Oh, really?
That's where my grandparents live.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
I shoveled a lot of snow in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
I was a little kid, and I could run a big shovel, and I loved doing it.
That's so cool.
We'd many a night go to bed, and I'd get up, and there was 2 feet of snow out front.
You're lucky because you can drive your cars anytime. My Cobra I had to put away.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I haven't been driving my cars that much because I haven't had time. You know, I bought this one car, this newest one I bought. I think I bought it back in October, and I might have 300 miles on it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't get to drive much.
Gotcha.
You know, it's nice to look at, to go out there in the driveway and look at them, you know.
Yeah, did I tell you I'm going to put dual quads on my Cobra next year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need that. You got to accelerate the energy of your whatever you're wearing. And, you know, by the way, in all my cars, I always have nuclear discs.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. It puts an energy field around it.
I'll have to call Mikkel for that then. I didn't know that. That's a good idea.
Yeah, and they're not that expensive. They're like $30 or something. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Talk about the discs we put around our computers and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be fun to do.
Well, we're running out of time. We got a couple minutes left. How's your show doing, by the way?
It's doing good. I'm on tomorrow night, so it's really good. I was talking about cellular work last week, and the energy that's coming in is really, really powerful. This week, I'm not sure what I want to talk about yet. I'll probably talk about the Portamed. I'm pretty well sure I'll do that tomorrow night.
Yeah, well, if you get a chance, get in Reads of Truth and read up. Have you read up on it? Because
I'm
going to
read up on it
tonight
and tomorrow, so I have information to feed my audience. And it seems like it's going pretty good, Fred. People are calling in. I'm healing them all the time, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. You should have a, I had Sean Morton on the other day.
You did?
Yeah, he's good. And he's on Art Bell about two or three times. Well, probably once or twice a month sometimes, but at least once a month all year round. And he's on George Norrie usually. But he does, we've been working over there at USC. He graduated from there.
Okay.
And I'm a U of M guy, so I've been anointed into Pete Carroll's following,
Mm-hmm.
So USC's sports departments are interested in our stuff now. So we're in educating them. Some of them are already using it. Some of that stuff's already being used over there. But this slow head cold is fading out.
Mm-hmm.
I should have gone out and put my power dome on. You know what? You need to get a Grisola dome. I need to wear it. So I should have put this on at the beginning of the show. I knew we'd be doing this. I get so busy, I forget to use my own stuff. I'll put
really?
The Grisola dome on, and it'll clear my head out in 5 minutes. It's been sitting right next to me through the whole show. That's how brain dead Dr. Fred is. He's a little eccentric. I'll go looking for my glasses, and they're up on my head somewhere. I push them up. That's how bad I am. The pyramids haven't helped with that, but I enjoy it. It's just part of me,
That's cool.
Yeah. So anyway, let's see, anything else? That's about it.
Maybe one of these times you can come on my show.
Yeah, I'll come on one of these times.
Yeah,
be
cool.
Just so busy right now. I've been invited on a lot of shows, not only on
PBS
posts, but all over the place. And, I'll eventually get to it. I got to get this book done, and I've been really busy. And
I know you have.
The usual excuses.
No, you have.
But
well,
anyway,
you're a busy guy. You're doing a lot of good things.
Yeah, so we're having fun here, and I guess we'll close out the show. You can put your phone number out there, because I know I've got different listeners than you do, but go ahead and put your phone number out real quick.
Yeah, my phone number is area code 585-461-3319, and I'm more than happy to help you with any questions about anything that we're talking about this evening. If there's anything you want to know about the projectors or the nuclear receptors, I'm more than happy to help you. So thank you, Fred. Really
appreciate
it. All
right, this has been Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show, December 14th. That's two times the day of Pearl Harbor, which was the 7th, 2007. We'll have a nice little broadcast for you tomorrow night. I'm not even sure what it's about yet, but it'll be something I put together in my clever little studio. I thank you, Don Newsom, and all the group at CBS for making this possible. And we're just going to kind of trip on out here, kind of bubbly like tonight. I've got a head cold, so I'm not getting in my rocket car.
You're so